Very, very, very excited to say welcome to the Breaking Point again. Week three.
Week three.
Pneumotrace.
We need to change that because I don't think Ryan's coming back.
I know, Ryan's not coming back for a while. If he does, he might do like a little nice little like special episode maybe. Maybe like a Christmas present.
A Christmas special.
Yeah, Christmas special. Maybe hint, hint. Maybe.
Wink, wink, cough, wink, cough.
And so Jake really is excited for the game that's coming up. Here at the station, he's also a third year. He's mm-hmm. been in the program for 3 years. He's a junior.
Uh-huh.
And he does like the YouTube side of stuff for WHJE.
Wait, WHJE has a YouTube?
It's crazy, right?
What?
WHJE Radio on YouTube.
Are you serious?
It's crazy. But anyway, so like Breaking Point is going to be like a testing of that. Like, and so he's filming Breaking Point, and we're talking about live streaming possibly.
Ooh.
So you guys can kind of like be in the studio with us.
A live stream? So you could see John dancing right now?
Yes. It's going to be insane, and you guys can maybe dance with him as he's doing these amazing dance moves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
John, where'd you learn those dance moves? Begin. I was reading a story and talking about NASA, and they actually found a planet not too far away that could possibly support life.
Unfortunately,
oh yeah, I remember.
I read
that.
The updated version of that story.
Oh boy!
And it turns out it was most likely a terrestrial error, and it was likely something that was picked up from Earth.
See, that's just what they want you to think.
Well, that's what I was thinking too. Like, as soon as I read that, I'm like, yeah, they let it go too far. The alien story. And now they're like,
there's got to be aliens
now
there.
Now it is aliens. Because yeah. They're just trying to like detract attention away from it.
they found the aliens, and then boom, shut it down. No more publicity.
That was fake.
Maybe
that was
when fake. The aliens got caught, they came to Earth and took over the government and covered that up.
But have you guys ever actually like thought about
conspiracy.
The possibility of like extraterrestrial life
outside
of the Earth? And then they're like, they're the same as us though. They're like looking up at the sky like, I wonder if there's something out there.
Have you guys ever thought about this? If we go to another planet and there's life there, we are the aliens.
Yeah. That's what I was saying. Like that, like thinking about it in their point of view, like they're just looking up at the sky like, I wonder if there's something out, like living.
But what if they already know, and they're like a lot more advanced than us? And
I mean, they're just, if they're like hostile, we're kind of
no. What like, if they're just like trolls?
Hey, we can't say that. We could be very well positioned. What if we are the more advanced?
Yeah,
we're on a radio station right now in a high school. That's pretty advanced.
Apparently, we sent a message out to the most likely planet to have like it's literally like 89% like Earth. So there's like. You know, so like, we sent a message out to it though, and it's supposed to get there in 4 years, or maybe 20. I don't know. Might be 20 years. I don't know how many years. It was a lot of time though. It was a lot of 20. It was a lot of years. Sorry.
It was a lot of years. Welcome back to the Breaking Point. My name's Jack Snammons, and in the studio we still got our main guest. We got John Griffin.
Yeah.
We got. Let's see who else. We got Jake Hermiller.
Yeah.
Let's see who else. We got Ethan Sellers.
What up?
Good. So anxious. Gosh.
I'm scared.
And we got myself, Jackson Ammons. And so we are about to play a game. We played, I think it was show 22 is when we introduced this. This is show 32.
Hey.
10 shows later, we were playing a game called Rap in a Snap.
Oh, I'm nervous.
We have this paper. We have this the Breaking Point crown.
The crown.
Whoever wins gets to wear this crown in class.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. Okay.
Oh, tomorrow, sweet.
Tomorrow, you get to wear that crown in class if you win. And in the crown, we have a bunch of little pieces of paper and stuff that we're gonna get people to put their hand in, and they're going to choose a random piece of paper, and that piece of paper has a word on it that they have to freestyle a rap.
Mm-hmm.
And that entire rap, or not the entire rap, but that rap has to have words that rhyme with their word that they received. John, here you go.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Yeah. Let's go. Here we go. Oh gosh. Listen up, this is something new. I'm new here, so I don't know what to do. My word is crime, I gotta make it rhyme. If it sounds really bad, then I didn't have the time. Speaking of time, you know it is a spice. Mix it up with food to make it taste nice. Cook it with some chicken, or pair it with the rice. No matter what you do, it'll definitely suffice. In the news right now is Harambe the gorilla. Kid in his pen, and boom, now he's a killer. Personally, I don't agree with that quick choice. Keep your kid away to keep it all nice.
Oh my gosh, that was amazing! Oh my goodness.
John?
I like the Harambe part.
I mean,
that was so good.
Wait, what was the last? What was it about?
Slow down. What would you say?
I said, keep your kid away to keep it all nice.
But nice.
I need to get it to rhyme with choice.
So
choice, noise.
Yeah, like the last second, like, oh, noise. Noise. Noise.
Whoa, that was like in sync.
Yeah, dude.
This show is scaring me.
That was memes, man.
I don't.
You need to educate yourself. Really.
Apparently.
This show is scaring me. I'm not going to lie. Okay.
Yo, this is Lil Seagull on the mic, spelled L-I-L space C hyphen G-U-L.
He's definitely done this before.
Yeah. About to throw down some sick flames, so.
Lil Seagull. Sure
hey, that was my word. That was my word. Yay.
All right, here we go. Yeah, I'm rapping, I'm clapping, I'm trapping. See me in the halls, I'm dabbing. See me in the stalls, I'm crapping. See me around the world, I'm mapping. See me on the track, I'm laughing. See you in the crowd, I'm clapping. See you like a bird, I'm flapping. Just like a gas, I'm laughing. Going up against me, it's a rap. I'ma crush your face like a smack. I'm with my team, no turning back. Beware of my dogs, they attack. I'm ahead of the game and that's a fact. But when it comes to school, I slack. Give me a second, I'ma go off the track and start rhyming words that don't rhyme with rap. I'm lyrically spitting a riddle. I play these words like a fiddle, but I got caught up in the middle. But I really know I should be on top. I'm doing me and I'ma never stop. If you try to test me, you know you'll get dropped. John's cooking, man, that stuff's so good. It should probably be on the show Chopped. You guys ever heard that?
I love that show.
Show Chopped? I honestly think it's really good. I enjoy the show Chopped too.
Good show.
But yeah, I just wanted to say one more thing before we go. Hold up, wait a minute, I'm not done. That flow pause was just for fun. Learning you tips like 101. Got chains so big that they weigh a ton. This is only beginning, I just begun. Like your mom, I'll have a crying. Yeah, word, I'm rhyming. Timing.
Oh my gosh!
Wow!
That was deception.
That is Jake Hermiller on the
deception,
mic.
Deception, depression.
Are you a professional?
I get obsession over, man.
Okay.
I was going to try and keep going there afterward, but
Little Seagull's
whatever.
Tapped out.
What was that? let's go. Ignore the rap for a second. What was that?
Are you a professional?
Lil Seagull?
No. Lil Seagull.
Yeah, Lil Seagull, man.
Yo.
What up? Welcome back to The Breaking Point. We got myself, Jackson Ammons, Ethan Sellers, Emily Patton, Olivia Harris, all in the studio right now. We are about to talk about the dumbest laws that we could find in Indiana. Now, I asked Olivia off air if these laws were actually still existent, because if they are, I've probably broken a few of them. And Olivia, what'd you say?
I said that they're probably like existed at one point, but right now, maybe not, but probably at one point they were actual laws. So we don't know.
Well, I feel bad for the people who had to follow the law that said, let's see if I can find a good one. Wait, one may not sniff glue.
I've definitely broken that.
Have you sniffed glue before?
It smelled
what
good.
If you, like, accidentally,
I've eaten glue before on accident. Like,
wow.
Rumors.
That's the most illegal thing I've ever heard anybody say.
What if you have, like, glue with you and you accidentally, like, inhale it?
Jail.
And no one's around.
Well, does it...
Then you just feel guilty jail. For the rest of your life.
If a tree
law.
Falls true. In a forest, somebody hear
well,
it?
Well, if you're a good American citizen, you will report yourself.
If you're a good American citizen, you will report yourself, yeah. Okay, one man may not park or may not back into a parking spot because it prevents police officers from seeing the license plate. That was a
I
law.
Understand that.
I understand that, but...
If it just happens, it happens.
Yeah, yeah. But like, I mean, now people back into parking places all the time because you know you can just like whip out like mm-hmm. really easy. Yeah.
But also,
did
like,
you just do the whip?
I did. That's a side note, not important.
I feel like police officers, if they really want to see the license plate, just take a little stroll around
exactly.
the car.
You can play
exactly.
Pokemon Go while doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
Stop, there you go.
Stop.
Hey. I got one. Baths may not be taken between the months of October and March.
Did you say baths?
Baths.
Like, B-A. Opposite of a shower?
Yes.
Wow.
What?
Wait, what were the months?
October and March.
Okay, so get your baths in now because next month...
Stock up.
You can't do it.
Get all your bath bombs now.
Stock up on your baths right now because next month it is apparently illegal according to this Dumb Laws in Indiana website that most likely is not illegal anymore. Most likely.
We hope.
We don't know. We're not credible enough to actually say that it's not illegal. But Olivia said that one time you were not allowed to take baths in March or October. And I really want to know the reasoning behind that. Can anybody right now just think of a reason why that would be a law?
It could be because like maybe you use up like warm water.
Yeah.
You know, that could be. Like a lot of warm water.
For, like, so they just like chose two random months?
Time.
Okay. Yeah.
No, but like in between the months, isn't that
yeah,
what it means?
Yeah, is that in between?
So, yeah, all,
is
like,
that like winter?
All of winter.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, it does.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Maybe the filth keeps you warm. I don't know.
Can anybody answer
some heat?
The glue one? Why I can't sniff glue?
I don't know. That one's just weird.
Just to...
Okay. Sadly.
Teardrop.
It is the end of the show.
Well, at least we ended it off with like a happy-ish kind of vlog.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. No one may throw a stone at birds.
If I catch you throwing a stone at a bird, I gotta report you.
Yeah. We got it. It's illegal.
Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you for tuning in. Breaking Point, week number trace 3 for you non-Spanish speakers. I hope you like the rap and a snap. If you did not catch that, it was hilarious. You can find it online very soon, whje.com. Here's Supermassive Black Hole. Ooh, baby, don't you know?